I had something on my mind that I wanted to share real quick before we play the prophecies. I saw something recently that really helped me get a handle on what's happening here at this church or this family. And it was really encouraging because the church is a family, and many of us obviously come from a family and live in a family. And if you notice some of the things that, like older kids, they have it differently than the younger ones. And it's always harder for the older kid. They always seem more mature and stuff like that. They have had to kind of take the brunt of, you know, they're usually older kids wind up more mature than their parents sometimes. And then everybody kind of catches up. And then the little kids, they're just like, you know, oh, this has always been great. And the older kids are like, what, are you kidding me? And I was thinking about this family here. And when we came here 10 years ago, maybe 11, I don't know. I could be like pastor. I could say 15 years ago and, you know, 100 years ago. I was thinking about how much time has gone by. And I remember the expectations I had for what praying in tongues, fasting, and reading the Bible would give me. And I can tell you right now, none of those expectations got met. I didn't get any of those things. Because what I wanted was my flesh wanted money. Because money told me that I would be okay and it'd be easy and that would give me rest. And I could just, you know, I could just kind of have a little bit of peace if I had money. And before I came here, we made pretty good money and there wasn't a bit of peace or rest in it. So I don't think that's how that works. I think money comes with its own problems. And I think the more money you have, the bigger the problems get, because it's all just a reflection of something that's on the inside of us that's changing. And so as that changes, everything else changes. And it becomes quite an interesting thing, because if you continue to pray in tongues, and even if you quit for a while, and the best part is this. I was thinking about that awakening series that Pastor did, and I realized he said something like, if you realize you don't like what you are or what's around you, or you realize that you need to do something, you are awake. You are not backslidden. And it doesn't really matter what the flesh has done, because just by the merit of you being aware, not liking it, you, my friend, are awake. And if you've I skip services from time to time, and there was a while back there we skipped a lot of them. It was just like, woo, where'd they go? There was like this little tumbleweed that rolled down that aisle and might have hit Jaws aisle too, I don't know. And just kept on going, where'd everybody go? But when you realize you need to be here, it doesn't matter if it's been a while or anything, when you walk through the door, all bets are off. Just the fact that you've walked in here, you are awake. Your foundation has awakened you. And if you don't like what you see, that's not bad. That's actually the way it is for everybody. Who pray a lot or pray a little, that will waken you up and just like stick things in front of you that you don't want to see. And the enemy tries to use that to make you think that you failed. But that's not the case. The light is shining on something. And all it is just there, because the light's shining. The light shines, you see the dirt. And we're a work in progress, we're changing. And it's like I have to remind myself, and I try to remind my kids from time to time. It doesn't happen a lot, because usually life is busy and it's hard. But it's like if you see something and you don't like it, that's like good. It really is. It's like remind the devil, hey, I got this. You know, get away from me, because I don't need any more depression. I don't need to feel bad because I think it's supposed to look like $1 million. I mean, money isn't all it's cracked up to be. Faith and love, those things are power. I mean, when your faith is working and your love is working, you are one powerful person. And when peace is clicking, you don't mind so much that things are thin and small and that type of thing. But the main thing I wanted to say about the family was I saw how hard it was for Harry to learn to play the piano. Even though he's got a gift and that's what he's supposed to be doing, it was still hard because he had no one to follow. I mean, you can listen to Mozart if you want to. That doesn't help you. You don't know that person. He had to listen to himself play and beat through it and be encouraged by him, by himself. He had to encourage himself with what he was playing. And that is difficult. And it's the same thing with prayer, speaking the word. You have to encourage yourself with what you're doing. And that's like you almost think it's not working. And you have to encourage yourself with just the blatant fact that this is doing something. And at the end of the day, 5-10 years later, it's going to be what it's supposed to be. But here's the good news. This is the good part. I noticed that after 10 years of playing piano, he's pretty good. Now, he's not a Mozart or whatever like that. But for his call, he's right where he needs to be. I mean, he couldn't be any better. And we have kept the enemy out of the way. We've pushed him off. We've pushed off sensationalism. And a lot of that stuff that takes that natural talent, jazzes it up, and turns it into something you hear on the radio, which is like watered down. It's not that good. So we don't compare ourselves to those things. But I was watching how it was easier for Robert to pick up. And then Abby and Renee, it was like they were playing better where they are now than Harry and Robert were at the same age. And then I realized it's the same way here. If those of us who have been here a long time will realize how much benefit the next generation is getting from our walk, you almost can't put a price tag on it. The next generation has to see someone who is standing here by faith and standing toe to toe with the devourer, losing everything, gaining everything. I mean, into a trial, out of a trial. I mean, it's not what it looks like. If any of us think of what it looks like matters, you haven't been going to this church very long. You know darn well what it looks like. It don't look pretty. And that doesn't mean you're walking by faith. That just means you've met the guy. You've met, are you the guy? Yeah, I'm the guy. And I'm the guy that's going to put you down. And you're like, no, I'm the guy that's going to put you down. And you get this little thing going on, and he's trying to put you down. You're putting him down. And, and then there's this generation standing behind you, watching you like, let's see who's going to win this, because I'm not sure, because it ain't looking pretty. They're like slapping each other, and you're going down, he's going down. But at the end, that one that poses you has to move, and he'll move. And then the generation behind you, they have it easier. The prophecy was there'd be babies born with teeth. That's kind of weird, but if you see it in a spiritual sense, it's like they don't even know that what we've done. Some of you have been here longer. I've only been here 10, 11 years. There's some of you I know have been here a little bit longer than that, maybe 15. I don't know. I don't know when this church started. I don't know when this church got serious about prayer, But that's a long time to look around your surroundings and say, this kind of looks like it did when it started. As far as my life, it's like I'm not, wasn't I supposed to, just confess the word and believe for this amount of money and then God's going to show up and send it? Because I need $30,000 every month. That's what I need. I'm going to give all that to the church, and then he's going to this, and then I'm going to have a new car. And then I can go wherever I want to go. I'm going to come to church, too. You're like trying to plan all this out, and your car is not new, and it is not working well, and it is not getting you to church on time. But that next generation, they're having it easy, and they don't even know why. I almost want to slap like Alex and them. They're just like, oh yeah, faith and word and gifts of the Spirit, where are they? You see them out? They ain't even here. It's raining. They ain't here. Who's here? You're here. You're here. I see who's here. Same people that have been here for the past 10 years and people that have only been here for 5 minutes, they just like, oh, I can skip church, They don't even know. They have no idea. But we should pray for them because they don't know. They're operating probably by the gifts a lot of what's happening, but they're born with something that we have fought for. What we have fought and suffered loss for, they are taken advantage of, and they should. The elder, the parents always put away for the children. That's the parent's job. If you're here, you are growing into that place from, I mean, you're not a child anymore. Your flesh isn't taking you out every 2 minutes. I mean, those days are over. And the young man stage where you've overcome the wicked one, there's some people in this room that I know are living in that place, and they're like not sure if this is real or not. And then there's some of us, I know we have to be tasting that next spot. I mean, maybe, I don't know, I don't want to, you know, I really don't know much about it, but it's we're putting up for them. I mean, if all we did this for was to have a nice car and a really nice house, I really would. I would just shoot myself. I mean, what? I mean, I'm going to stand before my Lord and see the value of the blood of Christ and its reality when I get there. I'm going to see how valuable that blood is. And I'm going to see how valuable people are to my Father. And I'm going to say, you know, I continue to believe for money for myself so I could have all the things I wanted, so I could be happy and have the emotions of peace, the feelings of peace. I mean, those things are so, they leave you when you need them the most. I mean, when you're got some devil come in the middle of the night tormenting you, your money can't help you. I mean, if you were rich, that wouldn't help you. If they come after your children, you can't buy their help. Only your words can. Only your fervent prayer can. So, I mean, the things that are valuable to us, I mean, faith and wisdom, those things are, that's money right there. That is real money, money in the kingdom. You believe for $1 million, if you have faith and you have wisdom and you have the love of God in you and you see things in your life that you don't like, you, my friend, have done something. You have done something awesome. You should pat yourself on the back. You should look at the enemy when you get home tonight. And I don't care what everything else looks like. And you should say, I have won. Because eternity is way longer than this little mud puddle we're sitting in. Okay, and it is a mud puddle right now because it ain't done nothing but rain. But just think about it as a family. Parents, put up for the children. In the kingdom of God, we put up for the children by winning, creating atmosphere, pushing the forces of darkness away from this physical location in the spirit, around your house, saying words that don't flop out on the ground in front of you that don't mean nothing. Our words mean something. We don't need a lot of them. They just need to be consistent. And we know now that, I mean, we know what they are. And then, you know, there'll be people walking in here off the street. You know, they're going to hear about tongues. They're going to start praying in tongues. Some of us are going to struggle with it. I mean, I know there are people that have been in this church a long time that still struggle with it. That fight is a worthwhile fight. And that struggle is a struggle of strength. It is a struggle of respect. And there'll be people that'll walk in the door, boom, get saved, filled the Holy Ghost, take off running, and they'll want to know why we're not doing what they're doing. And it's like, well, we're a little older, mature. We're going to hold down this front. We're going to manage, you know, we're going to keep doing what we know we're supposed to be doing because we see. And see, that's the good thing about being, when you start getting a little further along, you know what you're supposed to be doing. You can see it. If you don't see yourself doing anything different than what you're doing, you shouldn't change anything. We know that. And see, that's the thing about being a little more mature. You know that you, what the Father does, you can see it. And if you can't see it, you know, selfish ambition, you know how that's going to go. It's going to go plop. And that's good. Let it go plop. So, I think you guys should be real excited. Y'all don't look excited, but...